Something to Talk About, written by Rachel Johns and read by Casey Withers. As Fergus McWilliams drove into his new life, he wondered if his arrival meant the population was now 1,382. He turned to look at the cat sitting resentfully in her carry box on the passenger seat. "Does that include animals, do you think?" Mrs. Norris gave him a look of disdain and then turned around so he was looking at her fluffy tortoiseshell butt. "I guess not. The animals down here probably outnumber the people 100 to 1 if the cows in the paddock we just passed are anything to go by. And what happens when someone is born or dies? How often do you think that sign gets updated?" Judging by the faded colour and the way the paint flaked at the edges, probably not that often. He shook his head as he realised that not only was he talking to a cat, but also asking her the kinds of questions the kids in his classes would ask. That's what happened when you spent the majority of your time with children. You started thinking like them. Then again, that was probably a good thing. Kids, he'd decided, were far better humans than their adult counterparts. The advertisement for a Year 3 and 4 teacher at the small primary school in the dairy farming community of Walsh, 3 hours south of Perth, couldn't have appeared at a better time. Ferg needed a fresh start, away from the gossip and pitying glances of his colleagues, neighbours, and so-called friends, almost as much as the small school needed a teacher. Their current principal, Carlene Saunders, had been recently diagnosed with cancer, and while she was on sick leave, their usual 3-4 teacher was stepping up into the role. Fergus slowed the car as the lush wintergreen paddocks that bordered the main road through town made way for houses, and then a row of shops on either side. It was like he'd driven out of Perth and back in time 40 years. He spied a post office, a cafe called A Country Kitchen, that, according to its sign out the front, promised you the best coffee in the southwest, a hardware store, an IGA supermarket, a pub, an agricultural supplier, a vet, and a yarn store. The latter seemed surprisingly busy for a Saturday morning, with dozens of people milling about outside. Ferg guessed there wasn't much to do in the country but knit, not that he planned on taking it up as a hobby. Glancing at the time and seeing there were still 20 minutes until he had to be at the school to meet Joanne Warburton, the acting principal, he decided he wouldn't mind stopping and testing that coffee promise. Unlikely the coffee would be up to the standards of the local cafe he'd left behind in Perth, but he'd need somewhere to get his morning caffeine hit on the way to school. Not even the best of teachers could be expected to face a class of 30 without at least one coffee in their system. Not that there'd be 30 kids in his new class. Small class sizes were one of the benefits of country teaching.